It's a healthy audio treat. Radio MD presents Family Food Kitchen with Ellen Briggs and Carolina Jantak.
Over and over and over again, we hear moms stress out over what their parents and their in-laws are feeding their kids when babysitting. They say to us, they know we don't eat Oreos or drink soda, and still they give them some for snacks. My kids come home spinning on sugar highs. This drives me crazy. What can I do? Carolina, this is a tricky issue. Why do you think grandparents won't listen?
I know this is such a touchy subject because poor grandparents, right? They're not doing this to harm. And I think that's the very first thing we have to acknowledge as parents, is that they're not doing this to, they don't think they're harming the children when they're doing, just quite the opposite. They want to please the children. They want to bring some connection between themselves and the children. So I think that it's not that they won't listen. They're relying on these methods to bring some sort of connection between them and the kids, or some special bond, if you want to say. But I don't, you know, you have to agree with me. They're definitely not doing this to harm. They love their grandkids. And so it is a tricky issue. It's a touchy subject, right?
It is touchy. And, you know, I am a grandparent, so I can speak firsthand. And needless to say, that doesn't happen with me. However, I know that desire to please the kids, to make them special, to say, hey, come on over here, we'll break the rules and we'll do some really fun stuff your parents won't let you do. You know what? That just backfires every time. And you may think it doesn't and the kids are going to love you more, but really, they know. We've talked about this. Kids know the truth. So they know that when you're sneaking stuff, that really, that's a little still small voice in the back of their mind say, you know, my mom's not going to like that. It's not really good. So maybe there's a way to line up. What do you think, Carolina?
Yeah, no, I agree. I mean, it is an issue. We've seen time and time again this talk about obesity in children. And one of the things that the experts point out is that, unfortunately, the obesity rates did start to increase when more and more children were being taken care of by their grandparents because of working parents. So there was a connection there that everybody started to look at it and say, wait a minute, what's going on here? And it's the simple fact that grandparents tend to be a bit more lenient about what kids can eat at their house, and tend to reward them more with sugar and desserts and, oh, let's have an extra piece of cake. You know, anything to earn that big smile on your children's face. But the good news is, I think that the first thing you can do to solve, if you're found yourself in this situation with your own parents or your in-laws, is to have a conversation. And I always like to start every conversation, no matter what situation you're in, by acknowledging their side and thanking them for what they're doing. So first you want to lay on the positives, right? You never want to start a conversation with negatives. It just doesn't end well. So you want to start off by letting them know, oh my gosh, we're so thankful for you in our lives, for you wanting to have a strong bond with our children. It's so important to us and to them. Acknowledge their point of view. And then you bring in the situation of food and say, okay, so here's the thing. We are really trying to avoid these kinds of foods, and this is why we're doing. Explain to them your reasoning. Explain to them. Then you turn it to their side. You say, explain to them how integral they are for this plan to work and what roles they can play into this new plan. And I think they're going to be much more willing to, you know, adapt a little bit of the activities they have been doing and change a little bit of how they have been relating food to their kids. So that's the first step.
It is the first step. And I think there's quality time. You know, when kids know, when you tell kids that they that you're feeding them so they can be the best they can be, whatever they love to do, if they're into gymnastics or football or whatever their passion is, singing, and you say, man, let's go ahead and have this because it's going to really help you be that. I come to your games, I watch your concerts, and I know you're so talented. So let's move in this direction, and you know, you become a hero That's what I do with my grandkids. And I think they think I'm a hero. Now, they actually don't even want that junk for the most part. You know, occasionally we'll have a treat, but it'll be made with real food. But they really respect the fact that I care enough about them to make good decisions for them as well. But I also make them delicious, right? That's key. So, Carolina, what is what's a suggestion you might have for a treat that mom could, grandparents or extended family members or friends could make for kids that will be better for them? That's a yummy treat.
Yeah, and that's the key, you know, it's trying to convey that message to grandparents that the important part of the relationship is the bonding, it's the trust, and it's the time they're spending together and not necessarily what candy they're eating or what cake they're eating. So then bringing the grandparents to understand that maybe baking a recipe together or putting together a soup or a stew or a crock pot dish or even a new smoothie recipe is much more fun. We'll build much more into that relationship, and it basically takes out the candy or the ice cream out of the equation. So I love watching my mom interact with my kids in the kitchen. I think it's so fun because I see a little piece of myself when I was a kid and learning from her. So I very much want them to do that. And my mom is a cake baker. She loves to bake. So what we've done is just adapted several of her recipes to include fruits and vegetables in the baking mix and reducing the sugar. And all we have tons of recipe on our Cake Critics website that you can click onto the recipe tab. And just pick a few there and start by there and see which ones you would like to try. You mentioned sports. That is a huge one. A lot of grandparents will go and watch the soccer game, for example, and then take the kids out for ice cream after the soccer game. So what I say is, instead of that, let's go home and come up with a smoothie drink that we can make together. And everybody can say what their favorite ingredient is, and everybody gets to add an extra one, and you can make up two or three, and you can even have like a smoothie competition, whose tastes better in the house kind of thing. So bringing that interaction. Yeah, it's fun, right? And kids love it.
It was hilarious. I put all kinds of ingredients on the counter. I have three grandchildren, and we had a smoothie making recipe contest, and it was so much fun. And we actually have posted a few of them on our site because the kids loved them so much. And the judges, who were us, of course, loved it. And it is bonding time. It's bonding time, and they know they care. So again, how do we help moms talk to their parents or in-laws, that's even tougher sometimes, about how to feed their kids while they're babysitting? You want to sum that up for us, Carolina?
Yeah, so in a nutshell, remember to acknowledge them first, and then you bring up the points of what you're trying to achieve in your house and how you would like that to be carried on when they're with the grandparents, and how you can all be a team in this endeavor of trying to raise really healthy children. And let them share in their concerns about it, their ideas, share your ideas, kind of come up. And you know, at the end of the day, be flexible and be understanding. Some of the things are going to take more time for them to change. Some you might want to see immediate change. Like, for example, if you have a grandparent that has a candy dish in the house and allows the kids to go and get candy from the candy dish anytime, maybe make that the first step. Like, we would like the candy dish to go away. Let's replace by a box of wishes, on which would be little strips of recipes you can make together. So come up with the plan together, approach them as we're doing this as a team for the better health of our children and ourselves, because let's be honest, the family that eats healthy together will all be healthy together. So it's not just for the kids, it's for everybody involved. So I hope we inspired you guys and gave you some ideas on how you can approach your parents and your in-laws and your extended family on how to talk to them about feeding your children when they're with them. And if you want to look for some of those recipe ideas, go to kidcritics.org. And don't forget while you're there to look at which prize we're giving away this week. So go to the sweepstakes and enter to win. In the meantime, eat well and stay well.